Welcome back to Automate Office Work. I'm your host, Justin. And if you're new here, I'm a techie lawyer who went on the journey to automate my office work, and now I'm here to help you with the same journey. Today's episode is Automate Board Meetings. Now, I used to be a beginner like many of you, and when I was just starting out, I was looking around for podcasts and tutorials, and it was very difficult to find anything that was appropriate. I found that there were two extremes. It was either tips and tricks with Excel or Outlook, or an entire course on Python. So I decided that as I went on my journey, I decided to create this podcast for other people to help them along the way. And so today's episode is more of a demo of how you practically begin and how you arrange and how you break things down into a process. I recently did a survey on LinkedIn to ask people what kind of episodes that they preferred between demos, things of a more philosophical nature, and bringing guests on. And the winner by far was demos. Today will be such a demo. And you can find this content on LinkedIn, on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. So wherever you're getting that content, if you could please like, subscribe, comment, share, it will really help us increase the reach to people. And so this content is available audio only, and as well as being able to follow along as I share my screen. So when I do share my screen, I will try to describe what I'm showing with words, so that this is a really nice experience for those as well, getting audio only. We also have live guests on LinkedIn, so feel free to leave comments on LinkedIn during the live stream. Live streams are every Friday, usually around 3 or 4 p.m. Central Europe time, which is around 9 or 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time. And toward the end, if there are guests who would like to come on and continue the conversation with me, I would love to meet with you. And we could talk about today's subject, or we can talk about any subject that you would like to bring up. I welcome the back and forth. All right. So today's episode is Automate Board Meetings. It's episode 78. And I'm going to switch over to SharePoint, where I have created this. I'll make it a little bit bigger. The solution is called Board Hub. And the problem was I had a general counsel client who approached me and said that they were spending a lot of time on organizing board meetings, not just sending invites, but like getting inputs from the business that might demonstrate that a board meeting is required in order to create a possible resolution. So they needed to get a set of facts from these people that they could review. They need to be able to share them with their team of lawyers. And they, once a board meeting needed to be created, they needed to then copy a whole bunch of templates for all of the meeting documents, like an agenda, a meeting agenda, resolution template, and so forth. And then they needed, well, everybody to review these documents. They needed to start drafting them, writing them up a little bit before the meeting. They needed to email all the board members, get their inputs, as well as other stakeholders, get inputs from them. They needed to be able to get approvals for certain things. And then during the meeting, they needed to be able to mark attendance and notes and mark up the document even further as a group. Afterwards, they needed to create a final document, pass it around for approvals by email from everybody. And then once all the approvals were given, then they needed to send out a resolution document to the board chair for their final signature, and then they had to save the resolution, signed resolution somewhere with metadata so that they could find it in the future as well. So they asked me if I could streamline this entire process for them and automate. And that is what we're going to show today. I would like for you to keep in mind that as we are automating and creating processes, don't just think about this one process, but perhaps you have your own processes that you're working with that might be a little bit similar. So I'd like for you to keep your imagination open I want this to be a way for you to brainstorm and to think about the situations where you could apply the principles that we're going to be discussing. All right. So, okay. So there are three stages in this process. There's an assessment, there's a meeting, and there's a resolution. So at my solution, which is on SharePoint, this is at automate.officework.sharepoint.com/site/legal/boardhub. And when a user goes there, it defaults to go to the meeting view. So you can see that we have three meetings that we've had in the past. There's a kind of a spreadsheet view here with the meeting date, the meeting name, the meeting status, and the board. Because for this specific client, they actually had multiple boards. Different boards could be brought in for different decisions and resolutions and meetings. So they wanted to be able to specify and indicate those as well, which would each one would have a different group of people and a different board chair. Okay, so before you have a meeting, there's an assessment. Somebody has to reach out to the legal department or whatever your department is that's handling these, and they have to make them aware of certain facts. That person then needs to analyze those facts and determine whether a meeting is actually necessary. So, okay, I'm going to click on assessments, and you have a similar spreadsheet kind of a view. You can see the submitter. You can see the date that it was created, the date that it was modified, and its status. And a user who has access to this add button can click on here, and a little form opens up. It says, please explain why you think a board meeting might be necessary. Provide as many details as you can and upload background files. The team will assess. You can see a list of your assessments below. Clicking on one will open its page where you can see the history of your comments. You will be notified by email when we update the status or add a comment to your assessment. And then there is a text box where you can type in your text. There is a files area where you can click or drag files to upload, and there is a submit button. Of course, you have to type in at least some text in order to submit it, and you can add as many files as you would like to. When I discussed this with my specific client that I built this for, I recommended that they make this instruction even more clear. Like, what are the exact data points you're looking for? Like, maybe there are different categories of things like that would trigger the need for a board meeting. So maybe you might give a drop-down menu to your users. They pick from that drop-down menu as to what category applies to them. And then for different categories, then there are different inputs that are needed. Like, I don't know, for example, if there's some kind of like, maybe there's an event that has happened that's like a media scandal. And well, you'd like to know the date. You'd like to know the name of the person, the outside person involved. Maybe the place of media where this media has been picked up, and possibly like maybe your company employee that is handling this. Maybe it's a communications person or HR or who knows. But you might have different data points based on different kinds of things. The client said that they do not want to go and specify that at that point. They just want to keep it very general, keep it very broad. It just says, please explain why you think a board meeting might be necessary. Those instructions could get so much more specific, but we decided not to. For your individual scenario, you might want to consider going into more detail, collecting the exact data points that you need. Or you can keep it more general like we did here, okay? When the person submits, an email then goes to the whole team. So this was a general counsel and their legal team. And I'll show you later that the team can subscribe who receives emails when an assessment is added, as well as then somebody on their team can click on one of these assessments. It goes to its page. You have an assessment page. You have a unique ID associated with this assessment. You can see who submitted it, when it was created, when it was last modified. You can see a status, which we can change between submitted, meeting created, no meeting needed, and more information needed. You can add to those statuses as well if you need more. Here you have the files that we can manage. There was a file that was added at the time it was submitted. We can add even more. We can click on this file and open it. I'm going to click on this and see what this image is. Yeah, just a basic image from a sample. But we can add even more files. We can take them away. The team can write down some outcome text, but just a free form. And then here is a conversation area. It says comments. Somebody on the team can leave a comment. An email goes to the original submitter to let them know a comment has been added. The person can come back here, read the history of comments, and they can leave another comment themselves. And then that sends an automated email to the legal team back to them to say a comment has been added. So you go back and forth, you get all the data points that you need until you determine that a meeting is not needed, or you go and create the meeting and then you say meeting created. Okay. After that, we go to the meetings tab, and you can see all the meetings that have been created. We've got some metadata. Now there is a button there that says plus new. And let's say after the assessment, we determine a meeting is necessary. We click on plus new. Now you have to pick which board. You might have several boards to choose from. You have to choose the format of the meeting. With my scenario, they had three different kinds of board meetings: presence, video, and hybrid that could take place. And we have the date. So there's a date picker, and you create it, and it gets put down into here. By default, it just says new meeting. By default, the status is, I think, planning. So you've got the date that the meeting is going to happen, the board. I'm going to click on the meeting. And now we're on the meetings page. The meeting has a unique ID, has a creator. The date was created. Here's the board that is going to be working on this meeting. And you can change it. This is only for my team, of course. If I was to come here as a board member, I would not be able to change the board. Only the people on my team can change the name of the meeting. We can change the meeting date. We can change the status of the meeting. There's planning, ready, during meeting, post meeting, completed, and canceled. And of course, I'll show you later that we can add and rename all of these statuses. Here are the different formats. I can pick a different one. I do have a chair who was the chair of that specific board at the time. But as we all know, things can come up. Things can change. Maybe the board has gone on vacation, is out on maternity leave, or is just gone and maybe has been replaced in the meantime by somebody else. So we can always replace the chair with another person by entering their email address. Similar with the board members, you can just add, there's a button here to add all board members. And this automatically gets the list of everybody that is on that specific board at this time. I can add all of them if I want to. I can as well as add people ad hoc, because things always come up. Things need flexibility. So I can add more people, as well as I have an envelope icon here. This means that I click on this and it opens up Outlook with a new message addressed to everybody. And it has some kind of standard language inviting them to this URL for this. So I can send a message very quickly to everybody by email. As well as the next section is stakeholders. There might be other people in other departments that are interested in this. By adding them as a stakeholder, it makes it so that they can access this page. They are emailed to let them know that they've been added and given access here, as well as I can email them individually. Maybe there's something specific that I need from them, some inputs I need for them to review, the documents that are here. But you notice I am not going to be emailing them documents. They can come here, they can look at the documents. While we are in planning, all of these documents, the users can open. It opens up in Microsoft applications online, and they can all see it. This is a copy of this PowerPoint that came from my template library for board meetings. So by default, Let's go back to here. By default, for my meetings, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 types of documents that are added to every single meeting. There's a meeting agenda, which for my client was a PowerPoint. There's a meeting document, which is a DocX. There's a minutes document, which is a DocX. And there's resolution documentation, which is .docx. Okay. So as I am let's say I'm at the planning stage. I have not emailed people out yet. I'm not inviting them here yet. So my general counsel client in this situation can now go and mark up, edit these template documents that are by default. They're the default versions at first, and then he would tweak them, make them different, give the specific details for the meeting coming up. He would then add the board and the stakeholders, and he would ask them to come to this page, review the documents. They can leave comments in the documents. They can leave edits in the documents. And otherwise, there's also a comments section here that's kind of a discussion, not at a single document level, but more at the meeting level. And so a person can leave a comment here. Whenever they do leave a comment, there is automatically emails that goes to everyone involved, letting them know and a comment has been added. They can come here, they can review it, read it. They can see the whole history of comment. They don't have to go from email to email to email to piece things together. It's all right here. They can read through it. They can leave an additional comment. Okay. And because I am on the admin team, I can always delete any comment that has been left. Okay. During the meeting, we keep track of attendees. We put in the email addresses. We keep track of who was absent. And below that, let's say after the meeting or even before the meeting, we're going to have a bunch of approvals. So I can have an approval. I call it an approval campaign. I click on add and I give it a name. That below one was approval of the minutes, approval of stuff, let's say. And I can give a longer description. I can upload multiple files and I can go and I can create. And then underneath that, approval of stuff. Let's see. Let me refresh this. I'm getting, looks like some stuff is getting mixed up a little bit. Okay. Well, I can add a person's email address here for approval. Let's see if I can just do myself. Justin@automateofficework.onMicrosoft. And let's see, even if I don't do it all the way, I'm going to try adding an approval. Saving, saved. Okay, so it adds it here. And now because I have an approval that is open and I am the person, I can click on select and I can say approved or rejected. I'm going to say approve. I can leave a comment and I say, this is my comment. Okay, because I am on the admin team, I can also take this away because, as we said before, things come up. Maybe this person has left the company. We need to retract this approval. I can always just delete it, but not after, of course, not after they've given approval, but during. Okay, so I'm going to submit this, and that makes it there for good. This is my comment. Okay, and as well as all of this stuff, when I add an approval person here, they receive an email letting them know that they need to do this. We also have automated reminders daily, every other day, every 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, or weekly, or no reminders at all. I'll show you in the setup as we have it. Okay, when the final approval is given, another email goes to everybody letting them know that the approval campaign is finished. They come here, they review it. There might be in the comments further things that we need to do or not or whatever. You can then take action. But you see, we're handling all the administrative stuff around these things. Okay. Once you have all the approvals done, you have your meeting, or even after the meeting, there's approvals, documents are managed and things. Okay, now we get to the point where there's a resolution that needs to be created. Resolutions are created only in connection to meetings. So to create a resolution, okay, let's see. You can look at the resolutions, but you cannot create a new one because a resolution is created under a meeting. you have to go to the meeting first. Go to this meeting, go down here, and this is the list of resolutions under this meeting. I can click on new and it creates a new resolution. Saving, saved. Okay, so now we have this new resolution. The default name is new resolution. The status is created, creating. I can click on this and it goes to the resolution page. A resolution now has a unique ID, has a creator, a date created. It has a meeting that it's associated with, which I can click on and go back to that meeting page. It has a board that it was created under, which it's the same board as that was connected with the meeting. I can change the name of the resolution, new resolution 1234. When I click away, it saves that. I can change the status. Status for me is creating, out for approvals, approvals done, out for signature, completed, and canceled. Okay, let's change those. This is a resolution.docx document. It is taken from my template library. And so now I can click on this Word document. It opens it in Word in the browser, which I can also click on. I think it's editing. Yeah, and I can say open in desktop, and I can make changes in the actual Word application if I would like to. But now I have this Word, this resolution template, and I say we resolve to XYZ. And when I click away from this, and if I open it again, it should still have my changes. We resolve, yep, we resolve to XYZ. Okay, so I have edited this document. The resolution has a chair who I can always replace. Then we need to get approvals for this resolution. And I can add all the board members, which it's only me who's on the board. I know for this demo, I'm the chair of every board. I'm also the only member of every board, but I can add this person as an approver. They then have to say if they approved, rejected, or abstained. I'm going to approve it. Okay, that's good. And now I can send this document where I said we resolve to XYZ. I can send it for signature to the chair. The chair is myself. So it says send for signature to Justin at automateofficework.onmicrosoft.com. And you see here it says send for signature, and in parentheses it says manual. Okay, we do have two other ways that you can send for signature that are set up with the system, and that is by Adobe Sign or DocuSign. If you don't have those set up, you're going to be signing manually. And so that's the way we're setting up right now. Send for signature. I'm going to click on this. Do you really want to send this resolution for signature? It's asking me, like, you didn't just accidentally click on that button, but you really want this? And I say yes. Say okay. And now I have a signature task that is gone out for this resolution.docx. So if I were to edit this resolution.docx again, it would be different than the document that was sent out. This document that was sent out for signature, it's a snapshot. We take a copy of what that file looked like at the time. And this chair, it receives an email that they have a task to do. They're also they also receive automated notifications daily, every other day, whatever, however we want to set that up. And they come here, they can click to open this resolution.docx. They add their signature, whatever that means. I just clicked on this resolution.docx, and you notice it didn't open it in the browser. And that's because we don't want the person editing the actual file that we have on the server, on SharePoint. What we want them to do is we want them to download a local copy. We want them to make changes to that, which is to add their signature. Maybe they convert it to PDF, add their signature that way. Whatever they're doing in a manual way, we need them to get this document, make changes, and then upload that. So I am going to, let's see, I'm going to take this, and whatever it means for me to add my signature, maybe I add, okay, enable editing, maybe I add an image of my signature. And I could do that, but I'm not going to do that for the demo because I don't want to take that much time. But I just say, I hereby sign Justin. Okay, so this is good enough. This, pretend this is my signature. I'm going to save this. This is resolution 8.docx. Okay, and then I'm gonna click on upload. I'm going to go to my downloads folder. Ah, it does go straight to PDF. It is looking for a PDF, which I did not do a PDF. I wonder if I can still say I want to show all the docx. Yeah, I can. So I'm going to pick that one, upload it. Oh, it says only PDF files. Okay, so it really does have to be a PDF file. I am going to just get... I'm going to find a PDF then. Okay, let's see. I wonder if I have a like something called dummy. Dummy.pdf. I do have a dummy.pdf. Okay. Okay, and it says dummy PDF file. Okay. Upload. Is my dummy PDF. Okay, it's uploading it. It's saved. Okay, so now the status of this signature task says signed. The type of signature was manual, and this is the signed file. So this is all done. Emails go to everybody who is involved, who is subscribed, who wants to be aware of this being uploaded and done. We have this resolution is signed and done. So now that is the entire process. We do have another step that could go even further, and that would be to set up all kinds of metadata about this kind of resolution. You do now have a resolution library of everything that is signed. You might want to keep track of the different categories, industries, maybe like an area of law, a subject, a topic, maybe a department. You might want to have it separated. Well, we already have the date, so you already have the year, but maybe there's something different, like it's connected to a fiscal year or something, and your fiscal year might be different than the regular year. So all this metadata stuff, we could take that and we could make this customized even more for your scenario. But yeah, you see how we went from beginning of the assessment of the need for a meeting. We went through the meeting, all the different files, all the different people involved, all the approvals, the files that were generated, and then it came to the need for an actual resolution, which had to be approved and then signed, and now we have it fully here, okay? There could be, like, let's say if the chair read this and said, wait, you forgot that one thing. You know, then I could have deleted this signature task and then make an edit to the docx. I could then send it out for even more approvals again if we needed to, and send it out to the chair again. So there's always multiple times that you can do these things until you have it done. So it is quite flexible. But you notice we're not doing anything here by email. Email is done. We are done with emails. All of the data points are collected in an organized way, and anybody can come to this specific page and see the history of everything. You don't need to read all these different emails and piece together the history. No, the history is here. Okay. Let's see if I have any comments. I don't see any. I wonder anything on LinkedIn. If you do have comments, feel free to leave them. I also left on LinkedIn, on the event, I left a comment that gives the URL. If anybody would like to come on when we're done here, and it looks like we're going to be done pretty soon, you can come on and have a chat. Welcome to everyone. I do see we have a couple of people who have registered to be watching as well. And I wonder if I can see how many people. Yep, we have a couple people that are watching live. All right, so welcome everybody. Okay, so what else do we talk about? Let's go through the admin section because this is quite something. Okay, so up at the top, if you are on my list of admins, you have this icon for the admins to go to the admin page where you can manage all of the customization parts of this, as well as there is a gear for settings. And there is an icon of, what is this? A task list. It's a clipboard with a checkmark. I'm going to click on the clipboard with a checkmark. And this tells me all of my tasks that I have to do. I currently have no tasks that I need to do. But let's go back to the resolutions. Let's click on this. Let's create a resolution signature task. I say OK. All right. And let's go back to my task list. It's now, now I have it here. So I have a task, resolution signatures, and it says SQNC. That's the unique ID of the resolution. And the name of the resolution, we left it at new resolution 1234. So I can click on that. It'll take me to the resolution page where I have that task of uploading my signature, the signed resolution. Okay, as well as all the other tasks, all the approvals, approvals for meetings, approvals for resolutions. So we have three different types of tasks. You can leave an approval on a meeting, you can leave an approval on a resolution, and there are signatures of resolutions. So these three tasks, if I had any tasks to do, they would be here, as well as I would receive automated notifications at the specified frequency. Okay, this gear for settings, if I click on that, every single person can change their settings for notifications. And it says here you can indicate your preferences for receiving notification emails. You can subscribe to receive notification emails as you prefer when certain events happen. The first group are for all users, and you'll receive them only for the items to which you have access. Okay, so like if a person is on a certain board, but then a different notification is made for, well, a notification is made for a different board, that person will not receive notification because they're not on the appropriate board. You only receive notifications for things that you actually have access to. That you have to be involved in them. Either you're an admin at the global level, or you're a board member or a board chair or a stakeholder for a certain meeting or resolution, okay? The second groups of notifications are only for admins. The clock means that you prefer to receive a single email each day summarizing all events for the day instead of separate emails. Okay, so this is very important. Like every time something happens on this system, it could generate a notification email. And people would receive these instantly for each single one. Or they can say, there's a clock here that I can check. Check the box there. This means that for any event where I am not immediately involved, like I'm not being assigned, like if I'm assigned to sign a resolution, it's going to tell me that immediately. Just get, here's the email right now, go sign it, okay? But for the other things, like if I want to be notified when somebody else signs something, I don't need to know that immediately. I don't need to know that like 20 times in one day. Instead, I can click this clock icon and it bundles all of my notifications in a single day. And then once a day, I get a single email from the system and it just has a list of everything in one email. So very, very nice. It bundles them together by meeting type, by resolution type. So you don't have them all scattered around. You just have like, here's everything that happened with this meeting today. And then here's the next meeting. Here's all the events, everything that happened for that one meeting. All right, so we've got, 13 different events. The first seven are available to everybody. And then the next, six are only available to the admins. And we've got them described here. Events 1 through 7, someone added someone as a role to a meeting. This might be interesting for people to know, maybe they do want to know who added who. I want to be aware of this. I personally don't care, so I have left this unchecked. I don't care to see that. Just let me go see the meeting. I don't need to know that detail. Number two, someone added a comment to a meeting. Maybe you do want to know, and so you can check that box. Someone requested the approval of someone for a meeting approval campaign. Number four, all meeting approvals done. Five, someone requested the approval of someone for a resolution approval. All resolution approvals done. And 7, someone signed a resolution. So If you have people who want to be made aware, hallelujah, you don't have to think, gee, should I email these people? Something just happened. Let me manually go email people to update them. No, the system automatically updates the people as they prefer. They get to say what they want to be notified about. Okay. And the last group is notifications for admins. Someone created an assessment. Remember, our general counsel, maybe he's the one that needs to know about this, and then he'll share and maybe assign certain things to the rest of his team, or the rest of his team can automatically be notified as well. And so he doesn't have to email them to let them know. They already know, right? 9, someone updated the status of an assessment. 10, someone added a comment to an assessment. 11, someone created a meeting. 12, someone created a resolution. And 13, someone added someone as a chair to a resolution. So these are basic events that happen all throughout the system. People can be notified. You don't need to send manual emails to update people to make them aware. People can manage that on their own. The system then handles it, okay? All right, so now let's get into the admin panel. This is where you customize every single thing in this system. We have admins, boards, templates, meetings, resolutions, assessments, signatures, emails, style, and process. On the admins page, you have a list of the admins, and whoever is an admin has access to this and can make changes. They can manage all the admins. They can add more admins. They can take away admins. I don't think you can take away yourself as an admin because, yeah, we don't want to be left with zero admins, so you always have to have at least one. Somebody else, if I was to leave the company, another admin would have to come and like remove me. But there's always at least one admin. Okay, boards. These are all the boards that exist. We can add another board. Every board has a name and a chair at a minimum. Every board then has board members, and you can add and remove these people, as well as these are all the templates. I can open up every single one of these, and I can edit them in the Microsoft application online or switch to the desktop application for that. When I do make changes, it permanently changes this template. And then when I create a meeting with this specific board, all of these templates are automatically created, well, they're copied, into the meeting. So this is my starting template for these documents for the different meetings. I have all these templates. Oh, I can, as well as instead of just opening a document and editing it, next to each one, I have an upload button. So I can upload a completely new document to replace this one with a different document. What else can I do? That's basically it. I think if I was to make a new board, I think I can delete a board. There would be an X here. These three, I have them by default on, so they cannot be removed. They were not actually added by the system. I created the system with them in there. So whatever is in the system already, you cannot remove. But if you add something, like let's do board name, test, and then chair is going to be me, Justin, at automateofficework.on. And if I click on create, that should be enough. It should be able to find me. Yeah, it was able to find me in the company address book. And let's see, here is my test board. And all right, it's even, I've got a missing files. Nice. So it does alert me that I need to upload something to begin with. And now I have the X here. I can also remove this. So I'm going to click on this. Do you really want to delete this board? This cannot be undone. Say okay. All right. So that is that with the boards. It also says here, creating and deleting template folders and files can put a strain on SharePoint when tasked with doing many things at a time. If you find the below templates are not quite right, run the alignment. So I've got a button here that aligns the templates and just make sure that everything is aligned. Because, yeah, when you're working with tons of documents, tons of folders at a single time, SharePoint can get a little tired. And, we have a backup process to clean stuff up. All right, the templates folder. These are the different templates that we're using for our boards. We have the meeting agenda, meeting document, minutes document, and resolution documentation. If I come over here, these are the four, and I can change the names of these, and I can add even more if you have other types of documents. Again, whatever you create will have an X, so you can remove it. These were not created by any person. They were a default in the system, so they cannot be removed. And let's see, meetings. These are all the metadata with meetings. You've got the formats of the meetings. You have the statuses of the meetings. Under that, you have the approval statuses for meetings and the approval reminders. You can change those to daily or never, every 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, or weekly. So this is where you change the notifications that go out. Same thing with resolutions. You can manage all the statuses. You can change the names of them. You can do the same with approval statuses, and then you can change the approval reminder frequency. Same thing with assessments. Assessments have different statuses. You can change the names of them. You can add more. Signatures. Signatures have statuses, out for signature, signed, canceled, and expired. You can change those. You can add even more. And you can change the frequency for the signature reminder. Emails. Emails. There's a banner image that's at the top of every system email. You can change it or you can remove it. Here is boilerplate for notifications received by subscription. It says you are receiving this email because you have subscribed to receive notifications triggered by events on BoardHub. You can manage your subscription settings at, and then the URL. So I am clicked in here. I can edit this text to change it. Below that, these are all the system emails. These are the subjects and the bodies of the emails, as well as there are different variables you can use in the subject and the body of the email. Things like you is the name of the person receiving the email. ID is the unique ID of the item. The URL pointed them to the page. The page URL, which is the page for the actual, like where this platform is. So this is at /site/legal/BoardHub. That would be the page URL. And the actor, whoever did the action triggering this. So you can do similar things with that with every single email being produced by this. You saw all the different events triggering emails. You can customize what those emails say. All right. And then the style. The style, this is the logo of the system. You can change the color of the system. You can darken the color, so this is brighter. If you see that color above me, and inside this bar, we're making it lighter and darker. You can flip the text that is white right now. We can turn that off, and it turns into black, as well as the little icons turn to black. But if the color is dark enough and we need to flip it to white, you can do that. We can hide the SharePoint banner or not. If I was to uncheck this, you'll see all the SharePointy stuff that you're used to seeing in SharePoint. Okay. And these are the messages that are in the interface. Like the name of the platform is BoardHub. You can change that if you want to. The word for meetings, change it. The word for resolutions, change it to something else. You might have noticed we have a little save box. It comes up and it says saving and then saved. You can edit that and change it to whatever you want. So every single piece of text that is in this interface, you can change it, customize it, make it say whatever you want it to say. If you don't like the word assessment, change it to whatever you want to call it. Every single error, every single piece of text. So you could actually, my client is actually in a European country that does not speak English. So I believe they're going to be translating this to their local language. They can totally do it. Okay, and then the last tab is process, and this has to do with assessments and signatures. Assessments, you might have this question, like, who can actually create a new assessment? Is it everybody, so that's all? Is there only a certain group of people who can create assessments? And if you say group, then I want you to tell me who's in this group. Who's in the assessments group? Let me know. Who are these people who can create assessments? Or is it only admins of the system? So, yeah, this was a question that I asked the general counsel client. I said, you are receiving emails right now. Do you want those people instead to come to the system and create assessments? And so it's up for him to decide. He might say, yeah, that's a great idea. I don't want to receive emails. I'll tell them to come here instead. Or he might say, no, the people don't know how to put the assessment in. They don't know what I'm looking for. I don't want to tell them what I'm looking for, but I'm used to them writing me an email. And he says, I will go and I will register the new assessment so that at least the rest of the people on his legal team, they're notified automatically. They can see the updates, the comments, the history of things that are going on. If they need to step in, they can, because they can see the entire history of everything, right? So we're getting the data out of the emails, at least, and we're getting it registered in a place where everybody can see it together. But you can decide how you want your process to work. You can also say none, right? Like this client could have said, like, I don't actually want this button to be up here. So I'm going to say none. And so you see, we just removed the button from the interface. There is no tab anymore for assessments. You only have meetings and resolutions. You might say, I don't need the assessments portion of this. Okay. But I am going to turn it on for admins and it's back. Okay. And something similar for signatures. What are we using for signatures? There's manual, Adobe Sign, and DocuSign. Okay, so choose which way you are going to be receiving these. If you do wind up using Adobe Sign or DocuSign, your organization needs to have professional licenses, and then you have to set these up. I do have flows in Microsoft Power Automate that connects with these, that makes it so that when you do send something out for signature, it makes a connection to Adobe Sign or DocuSign. It sends the document to the right people. It generates a unique ID of that signature task on Adobe Sign or DocuSign. And then we keep track of it on SharePoint here. And then we have flows that are listening for the full signature of that document through Adobe Sign or DocuSign. And so we have flows for both. You have to have at least one with it. Whether your organization has Adobe Sign or DocuSign, you have to have the right flow in place, listening. And then and then when we do receive notification of the fully signed document, the fully signed document is automatically saved on the system. All the metadata is appropriately updated. And all the people who want to be notified about the signature of that resolution, they get emails. Okay. Wow. All right. So what is this? 45 minutes later, I hope I've given enough demo of this system. I hope that you guys are getting benefit out of these demos. I hope that you are seeing the power behind these kinds of systems, that we have the tools that we need in order to automate everything. I would say focus on your admin work. Focus on the easy, repetitive stuff that nobody wants to be doing, right? So you notice I'm not going straight to like how to write a board resolution, right? Because that's not where most of the work is. Most of the work, like 90% of the work, is in just herding, like gathering and managing all these emails and approvals and then emailing people to chase them to do something. Well, by using a system like this, you're going after the 90%. You're going after the easy, repeatable stuff. Maybe next we could then go up to a higher level and work on what needs to be in the resolution document. But I would also argue what needs to be in the resolution document, you should have received that in a prior step. Like in this meeting, maybe you would work out your templates to go over the different subject areas that need to be discussed in order to get to the next level of creating the resolution. Okay. So I know a lot of people want to go straight to AI, right? AI sounds fun. It sounds like a vibe kind of lifestyle where who knows what you're doing, but you're doing it in style. I would not go straight to AI. AI does not know the context. It doesn't know all the boards that exist. It doesn't know all the people that are on them. It doesn't know your stakeholders. But at least if you can have it all written out, And then you can automatically bring them in and notify them and update them, keep a history, keep a record of all of this stuff. You'll be in a much better situation. Of course, once you have all this in place now too, there's nothing that says you can't have AI train on this, and then your AI might be much more useful as well. All right. So I hope that this is a real benefit to you guys. Okay. I am going to bring on a video.
Show about how technology should serve humans, not replace them. That's why I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with Aira. Aira, A-I-R-A, is an AI-powered customer communication tool that actually aligns with the values we discuss here at Automate Office Work. And here's the best part. Aira doesn't write your emails for you. It doesn't hunt down cold leads to spam people. Instead, it focuses on the most valuable asset you already have, your existing relationships. It removes the drudgery of tracking so you can focus on the joy of connecting. I saw the need for this in my own life. I don't need thousands of new contacts. I need to stay close to the thousands of amazing people I already know. I used to run a complex manual system, tracking when I last spoke to a partner and setting alerts for when to reach out again. It was a commitment to make sure my relationships didn't just fade away into the noise. Aira takes that intention and gives it superpowers. It connects to your contacts and sends you reports when their companies show up in the news. It gives you the signal, the important life events and business updates, so when you do reach out, you're genuinely informed about what matters to them. It's available now in 14 countries across Europe for €149 a month. It's AI done right, handling the admin so you can be more human. If you want to support this show and strengthen your own network, head to get.aira.app/automate. Using that link helps support my work here, and I truly believe it will help you lead a more intentional, connected professional life. Now let's get back.
All right. I hope that you're able to get benefit from that product as well as signing up with my link. It will help me to continue to do the show and to give you great content well into the future. All right, let's add my desktop back. All right, so this is it for the show today. Episode, 78, Automate Board Meetings. If there's anybody on the live audience, feel free to come on now and I can bring you onto the stage. Otherwise, you can leave comments. We can discuss things further if you would like to. My name is Justin. I am a techie lawyer. I studied languages and computers before law school. And so as a corporate lawyer, I applied my computer skills and I focused on automating the office work, the drudgery, the boring stuff, the vanilla, the stuff that's repeated over and over and over again. And it's actually quite simple. We already have the tools to use it. You don't need to go straight to fancy things. You have to focus on the underlying process even before bringing in technology. And then when you do bring in technology, you can use whatever technology you have. Start where you are, start with what you have and do what you can, I always say. Okay, my name is Justin. You can find me at automateofficework.com. My email address, justin@automateofficework.com. My website has a book a call button. You can see the products that I have packaged and offer for sale. One of those is today's product, Board Hub, right here. You can click on this and it takes you to a page where you can read and watch all the videos. I do have separate videos for all the different experiences from the perspective of a user versus an admin person. And yeah, you have multiple ways that we can set this up on your business's SharePoint. As well as I am available for different kinds of services. I do consulting services where we can meet and I can just talk with you and point you in the direction where you should go, which is highly valuable. Another service is I offer solutions like the one that you saw today. Also, I can do completely customized solutions that fit your needs, that meet you exactly where you are, and we get you to the next stage as quickly as possible. The other kind of service that I offer is an education, where perhaps I meet with you and your department, perhaps in your yearly offsite meeting, and we go over how to improve and automate processes. Maybe we brainstorm with your group the things that you need to do first. Okay. Below that, about me, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. And I have, today is the 78th episode of the podcast. The podcast is every single Friday live on LinkedIn. And I have, like I said, I have different kinds of episodes. Some are demonstrations like today. Other ones are more philosophical. Like number 76 was humanity in the digital age. It was really me and my guests. We got down to like, what are we doing for human beings? What is the purpose of all this? How do we stay human and not treat humans like machines kind of thing? So yeah, a little more philosophical. And I do have other episodes where I have guests that come on. Episode 75 and 74 were with guests. People like myself who are consultants. They were lawyers and they have left the practice of law and they are now working in legal tech like this, automating, whether that's using AI or other tools as well. Okay. Below that, I have a whole bunch of free resources for you. For those in the legal industry, I have an entire website that teaches you how to implement technology the right way with like, I think it's like 700 or 800 different areas that you need to be aware of as you're going through this journey. Technology is not the only step. You also have many other steps of like identifying and defining your problem before you go look for a solution. You have to start with the problem first. That often involves meeting and talking with your people and finding out what their challenges are. Okay. If you would like to learn more about the actual coding skills that I use, I do have a section at the website /learn. I do have a free book that I wrote called Thinking Like a Programmer that gets you to think in terms of processes and patterns. I do believe that that is more important than any specific coding language. You need to know what you're doing, and then you can apply whatever tools that are appropriate and that you have available to you. And organizational health check. How is your team doing? You can see how you're doing and gauge whether you're actually ready for innovation in your organization. Okay. Lots of articles as well. Okay, let's see. I don't think I have any comments. Nobody wants to come on today. Oh, pity. If you would like to come on with me, or if you have any suggestions for future episodes, please reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn, Justin Turman, T-U-R-M-A-N. I am the lawyer, coder, and linguist currently based in Amsterdam. And all right, I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out if you would like to. Happy to chat with anybody. And until next time, I wish you happy automating.